delighted that the convention went well last night and I was selected, yeah, so I'm very happy. And I realise now that the hard work starts now, and that's what I'm focusing on.
And, you know, you have said that you would have a particular focus on a number of issues. Just give our listeners a brief outline as to what they will be.
Oh, well, I think there's a lot of them straightforward at the minute. You know, you obviously have the mic is a major focus for me in Donegal, you know, to try and make sure we can get what we can for the people that are suffering with this, because it's a very serious matter, and I think people in different parts of the country have to maybe understand and realise that. And I know there's a lot of work done with it initially, but there has to be a lot more done, and I think a practical approach to different things, because there's so many elements and moving parts of it that we have to try and get this right for the people of Donegal, especially up in the Nishon where it's a serious problem.
I know that you're a self-employed business owner, obviously well known in Kilcare, but you're also the Donegal Ladies Manager. All of those roles combined, I'm sure, will you'd be confident that you would pick up a lot of votes in the general election.
Well, Kevin, I would be looking and saying I have to ask everybody for that vote and to make people believe that I am the right candidate for them to represent them in Dalair, and that's what I'll be focusing on over the coming months and until whenever the general election is called. But like that, being self-employed and being in business in the county as well, I understand those challenges that are ahead of us. And, you know, the cost of doing business. And I think in the business community, they often feel that we need somebody to represent us in that way and to let people maybe understand the ins and outs of it, where sometimes if you're not maybe involved in it, it's very hard to grasp sometimes the different costs and a lot of things that are behind the scenes on it that ordinary business people have to deal with day to day. And I'd be very much an advocate for people in business in that as well. And, of course, look, GAA has always been a big factor in my life, and I have a lot of management done on it over the years, and I suppose last year with the Donegal Ladies I've really enjoyed the year with them and we had a good year. So across the board again, it's when you look at that with the men's and the ladies facilities and all that, you have to look and say, right, a lot of teams now in the county have a lot of players and both ladies and men's, and you look, you have the underage from both sides, so those facilities will need to be improved and you'll need new pitches and that, and I'd be very aware of that as well, and for the communities of what that means. And so it's about focusing on those things and be trying to get those things right for our county and for our people.